Great British Bake Off has been surprisingly and hugely popular since it started a couple of years ago, and it has in part led to a resurgence in the hobby of baking. Joined on the line now by a psychotherapist and baker, Gail Williamson. Gail, you're welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Ciara. Thank you.
Gail, to what do you attribute this resurgence in baking? Do we have too much time on our hands? Are we too stressed? Or is it just something relaxing to do?
I think there are probably a lot of reasons for it. I think the Bake Off is certainly one of them. It probably is something that a lot of people have discovered makes them feel good, you know. It's certainly something that I would really push with my clients, is that it's really important that you know what makes you feel good, what comforts you, what soothes you, because that helps you deal with stress better and your emotions and difficult times. And I suppose that's probably, you know, what it does for me. That's what baking does for me. It's one of my self-soothing strategies, if you like.
I suppose, Gail, that the part of its popularity and its use as a de-stressor for a lot of people is that, unlike perhaps our grandmothers and our great-grandmothers, we don't have to bake. So it's something that we can view as a hobby rather than as a necessary part of running a household.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and there are just an endless array of cakes that you can make, you know, so it never gets boring. It's something that you can do, you know, it's one way of being mindful. You know, when you're baking, you're not thinking of anything else. You know, you're very focused on what you're doing. It's a very sensory experience. Your house ends up smelling amazing. It makes you very popular with people. It's just an all-round great thing to do, I think.
I have to say, I'm one of those who loves being an occasional baker. I only bake about once every 2 weeks. And one of the things I love about it are all of the things that you've outlined, Gail. But if it all goes pear-shaped, who cares? It's not essential.
No. And, you know, as I think I was saying in the article, that it's you know, there's a lot of talk about baking having to be about precision, and, you know, everything's got to be terribly precise. And actually, it's not quite like that in my experience anyway. You know, you can really tinker with things, and if things go wrong, they go wrong. But most of the time, you know, you can, it doesn't matter if it's maybe 10 grams less of flour than the recipe says, or less sugar, or substituting one ingredient for another. I find most of the time it will work, you know. It's more about maybe just having a more of a relaxed approach to it.
There's also, Gail, an element of nostalgia here, because most of us will have baked with our parents and grandparents, and any of us that are parents probably bake fairy buns or Rice Krispie cakes with our children, and that always creates a great feeling of well-being.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the reasons why I probably got into it, is I can still remember baking with one of my grands. She had a big old wooden table, and we used to make scones on it and various other things. And I swear I can still smell, you know, those things. So it's definitely got some association with childhood for many of us, I think.
And will you be watching tonight, Gail?
Oh, absolutely. it's already set to record, I'm afraid. So,
I have to say, because clearly everybody who's competing in the Great British Bake Off takes it much more seriously, perhaps, than you and I. And there is something innately relaxing even in the fact of watching people get in a flap over pastry.
Yes, you know, it's terrible to say, but we probably delight more at the disasters that happen
than the triumphs,
rather than the brilliant creations, you know. It is enjoyable just watching all the different things that they make and the things that can go wrong, and how upset people get. You know, they are quite passionate about it.
Well, psychotherapist and baker Gail Williamson, thank you for joining us.